Well, 30% of Canada may be underwater by the year 2100, and flood depth may increase by up to 60%. That's according to our next guest, who's developed Canada's first online tool that can map flood-affected areas across the country and around the world and allow users to see what climate-caused flood damage will look like in the years to come. Slobodan Simonovic is an award-winning climate change scientist and an engineering professor at Western University. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Thanks for joining us. Tell us a bit more about this tool and what it can do.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me. And yes, today, in kind of celebrating the 2 weeks of negotiations going on in Glasgow, we released for general public a tool that can have a look into various maps, floodplain maps that are created for the, you know, future conditions. In the announcement, you mentioned the tool can be used for the world. No, the tool is only created to show the to show the conditions in Canada.
Okay,
or
pardon me.
Over Canada. No problem.
So what will people see when they log on?
Okay, so when you log into the tool, you are basically getting access to various maps, and maps are documenting and showing over the whole territory of Canada the flood inundation and flood flood depth. The tool is the interface is very flexible, so you can kind of zoom in to particular location, you can overlay the postal code areas, you can even include the open street maps and show the streets and properties and so on.
Right.
But the main, sorry for interruption, but the main caution is that because of the size of the country and because that this is done with the unified methodology for the first time, the spatial resolution of the maps is 1 by 1 kilometer. That can be of, you know, very important. That can be of importance when you are looking issues in Canada, where are the areas of high risk and so on, but not as important when you are looking directly at the location of, you know, say, your street or your location, because it's affected by the scale of the map.
Right. So where in Canada are the most vulnerable flood-affected areas?
Okay, so by kind of generating various maps under, when I say various maps, that means that we were considering the kind of future climate conditions as a set of scenarios in time as well as with emissions. So you can look at the closer future up to 2060 or far future between 2060 and 2100. Mm-hmm. You can look at one set of emissions which kind of correspond to some mid part, as well as very extreme emissions that may be illustrating more hazardous situations. So different maps are then for these preset conditions are showing the flood inundation as well as the flood depth. The very significant two or three messages. One is that we have identified these locations where the serious concerns exist, and they include, for example, Fraser in British Columbia, Lower Mackenzie in Northwest Territories, Assiniboine River and Red River in Manitoba, most of the streams in Northern Ontario, Northern Quebec. So these are the areas where obviously fire attention is necessary in order to properly assess the risk as well as select appropriate measures to deal with it.
Right. How concerned do you think residents in those areas should be when it comes to what their municipalities will look like in 50 to 100 years?
I think we all should be concerned with the changes which are kind of occurring. And, when you convert our activities into impacts, and impact is measured either by, you know, forest fire or a heat wave or a flood, then, you know, the concern is obviously, or the concern should be very high. However, the part that we are selecting, or what the governments are currently negotiating in Glasgow, will very much affect, you know, how is that risk going to look into the future. What we wanted with these maps and with this tool is to kind of illustrate these potential futures and, you know, show that these impacts can be very, you know, very significant for the country, significant for individuals in particular locations, as well as for, you know, those who are making making decisions related to any potential impact of climate change.
Yeah, you mentioned discussions among world leaders at COP26. What would you like to hear coming out of that conference with respect to flooding?
I think everyone would like to hear what I would like to hear, and that's a pretty serious commitment to, you know, seriously cutting emissions. There is a very clear link between the emissions, the extreme weather events, let's say global warming, that means increase in the global temperature, and as a consequence, you know, serious droughts, serious floods, and so on. So without cutting seriously emissions, these extreme events are going to continue really creating havoc across the world. I'm not sure, did I mention in our earlier conversations, but the damages from floods currently experienced in Canada are in the range of $1.2 billion per year. Mm. The Calgary flood in 2013 cost Canada approximately $6 billion.
Yeah.
These are very significant, you know, numbers. And if you look at these numbers in the context of changing climate in a way of that these extremes are going to occur more often, that these extremes are maybe going to be even more extreme, you realize that almost everyone will be affected by that.
Right. And, I mean, there are municipalities within our listening area where flooding seems to have become a regular, or if not regular, then at least annual occurrence, like places like Erie and various municipalities along Lake Erie. How concerned, I mean, should those residents be, especially given the fact that the flooding in those areas are not nearly as vulnerable as other parts of the country?
Yeah. I think you know, I can talk a little bit about London because we did a study for the city of London some time ago. We did show that, you know, the climate change will bring pretty serious consequences on the kind of impact on existing infrastructure as well as on the kind of municipalities. So there are, I think, urgent needs for really having a very, very clear assessment of the risk and developing priorities. How are we going to deal with that risk? Just as for illustration, I can tell you when we did look into various climate scenarios for London, we noticed that six wastewater treatment plants that are functioning in London are all in the floodplains. These are quite expensive pieces of infrastructure, and the future or the floods under the changing climate will be even, you know, more intense. Therefore, you know, further increasing the kind of damage to this type of infrastructure.
Yeah.
So we have to think along two lines. One line is mitigation. One line is what the governments are talking and discussing in Glasgow now. How are we going to reduce the emissions and, you know, prevent temperature from going up more dramatically? And on the other side, we are already experiencing the climate change impact, and therefore we have to think about adaptation measures. What can you do? How can you protect, for example, these existing, you know, wastewater treatment plants? Can you raise some of the electrical, mechanical equipment to higher level and, you know, prevent that equipment from being affected in the case of flood?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are very simplified kind of examples, but they are illustrating, the way how we should be thinking, both about mitigation as well as adaptation.
Well, there's certainly a lot to talk about here, Slobodan, but we'll have to leave it there. But thank you for joining us today.
Great. Thank you for the opportunity to share with you this work. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Slobodan Simonovic is an award-winning climate change scientist and engineering professor at Western University. You can see the online flood map for yourself. That's at floodmapviewer.com.